Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 17th, 2023. Let's get into it. I have a really interesting question. I don't get a lot of, shall we say, showstopper questions. I get good questions, I do, but they're not showstoppers. This one could be a showstopper, and I am grateful for it. The person that sent this to me is someone I do not know. I do not know where they come from. They don't tell me. They give me no name. They just want to be considered anonymous. So we're going to go with that. Here's the question. What is the basis for living in all of us? And then the question goes on, what does it mean to have some sort of spiritual basis for living? And Mr. Anonymous, I want to thank you. The reason this is such an interesting question is because nobody, or rarely, does anyone ask me what is the basis for living, period. They are looking at the idea of their own assumptions. They think they know. They think they know that what they're here for is for money, power, and prestige and survival techniques, which is what everybody's basically interested in. They're not interested in the way, the truth, and the light. So we kind of diddle around the subject matter. But let me get into this here. What is the basis? Okay. We live for one thing and one thing alone. Self-righteousness. That's it. If you look back at everything that you've ever done, anything that has ever been what you would maybe think of as meaningful in your life, you will see it all stems around one thing, and that is self-righteousness. And what is my self-righteousness? It is when I think that everything I do is right, and everyone should understand that and kowtow to that and believe that whatever I say is true. This self-righteousness is the fundamental problem in human beings, because what it does is it removes love from the context of living. We just don't have any sense of love, nor any interest in it. We are indifferent to authentic love. Now, people will argue this point and say, well, I'm not indifferent to it because I want to be loved, yada, yada, yada. And I give love, but do you give love to those who despitefully use you? As Jesus said, you know, it's easy to love them that love you. As Jesus said, what reward have you if you only love them that love you? Well, you and I both know there is no reward to that. So I have to ask myself, what is the meaning of my life? What is the, as this person put it, the basis for living? It is to no longer live in self-righteousness. Now, I know this is a hard one to wrap your head around, because most people think, well, I don't think I'm self-righteous. And that in itself is a self-righteous statement. So, yeah, you do. We all do. We're prone to the idea of thinking, well, this doesn't make sense to me, so it doesn't appear to be right. Love your neighbor as yourself makes no sense to people. Love your enemy as yourself makes no sense to people. Just those two simple things that Jesus taught. They're just very simple. But that's what they do. That's what people are about. They don't understand the bigger picture. And because they don't, they have no basis for living other than two other things that tear apart the world. And this is what you're up against when you're in an authentic spiritual practice: pride and vengeance, which I talked about yesterday in this podcast that I answered the question of Vincent's. So you've got to understand something if you're going to be aware that deep in the background of your mind is the whole idea that there is some rightness in this world, some righteousness in this world. And that in this righteousness, somehow, you will be rewarded for it. And all of that is just pure blarney, assumption, presumption, and it isn't true. If your righteousness is not enough to live on and live from, then you will always be looking to put down somebody else's idea of righteousness, and on and on and on that will go until nauseam. So the effort is simply this. You have to establish a basis within yourself. I cannot do that for you. I can point the way. Mercy is the way. It is a huge word, mercy. It includes the idea of the generosity of compassion and love. If you can do this, you will see that this mercy is the basis for all reality. And in that reality, there is only goodness that can happen. So when you start looking at your life from the point of view of what it means to truly live in this world and live in a way that is, shall we say, intelligent, you will come to a place where you will no longer need to be righteous and right about everything. It isn't about that. This world is changing so quickly. And social mores and social beliefs and all of that stuff is changing rapidly. And where is it going? Well, it's going to the personal. It's going to the egotistical part of us. And we don't want to see that because we're so righteous. Our goal is righteousness. We can't do any real self-examination because we don't want to question our righteousness. And until I am able to question my righteousness and start seeing things for the way I am and the way I have convoluted everything and conjugated it in my mind to believe that whatever it is that I think, because it makes sense to my genetic abilities, my genetic assumptions, my traits, I'm right and everybody else is wrong. And boy, this is the thing that dispels a poison, not only in the person who believes in this kind of righteousness, but into the world. And this is why we find it so diverse and so much in upheaval. There's this righteousness, this self-righteousness, and along with that goes selfishness, and that just goes across the planet just really quick, in a blink of an eye. And before you know it, that's all there is, and that's really all we're dealing with is pride, vanity, and the inner violence that we have with ourselves that we just refuse to acknowledge. So what is the basis, authentic basis? Mercy, forgiveness, compassion, with yourself first, to realize what the old Zen saying says is very true, only don't know. If you think you know, I can guarantee you, we don't. I know nothing. And everything is in a flux and is always changing. So rather than becoming stalemated in the idea of what I think I know and I absolutely believe, I've written commentaries on this, the absolute thinker who absolutely believes whatever they think is absolutely true. Just because it seems to make quote-unquote sense to you doesn't mean that that's the way it is. There is always a deeper perception. And when you're more interested in the perception that can happen to you via love rather than hate, that is when something unique, something beautiful will transpire. That's when meditation becomes a blooming, a flowering, and it lives within not your human heart, but your authentic heart, which is something that never needs protection from my ego to make it believe it's right. I hope that helped. I really do. Great question from Mr. Anonymous, and Thank you for listening and being so kind and diligent. Be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your questions. And always, as always, please forgive me. Namaste.